That didn't sound natural.
What about the person your grandfather was married to? That's your
grandmother.
Did you call her anything?
Well, I didn't know her. She died when I was a year old.
Both of them? You didn't know either?
No. Mm-hmm. No, my mother's parents died long before I was born.
What did you call your mother when you were growing up?
Mama.
Okay. A man's sons and his daughters, those are his
children.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. What about a name that a child's known by just in his family?
A nickname.
Did you have one?
Not as a child.
Do you do now?
In high school.
What was it?
You would like me to... All right, I'll explain. Okay. There were four of us who were very close. And we watched, I'm the one who did it, actually. I saw a movie version of The Three Musketeers on television. And so another friend and I decided we would write a parody of that. And in the course of that, the four of us started calling each other by the names of the Musketeers. And I'm D'Artagnan, which was usually shortened to Darty.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several people in the world who call me Darty. Several people I sign letters to as Darty, but go ahead.
What about the thing with, you know, with wheels that you could put a baby in?
It's I started to say baby carriage, and that's okay. Carriage. I had a doll carriage, so I'm sure that that's what I called it.
Okay. What would you say that you were going to do with that? You would put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
Take the baby for a ride?
Okay. Would you say you're going to stroll the baby?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Okay. Say a man has three boys. One's 20, one's 15, one's 10. Talking about them in terms of being grown up, you say the one that's 20 is the...
He's the most grown up.
Okay. A man, say, his children, or his... He has a son and a
daughter,
or a boy and a
girl.
A woman who's about to have a baby, talking about her condition, you say she's what?
She's expecting.
Hmm.
She's going to have a baby. I would say she's pregnant, but it sounds slightly crude.
Hmm. Okay. Do you know any joking terms?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know any terms to describe that condition, say, if a woman's not married?
I've heard knocked up.
Do you call it a crude?
Well, somewhat, not extremely.
Any terms that you've heard used to describe a woman who might assist in delivery?
Oh, in trouble for not married, too. That's euphemistic.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, what?
Pregnant and not married.
Pregnant and not married, she's in trouble. He got her in trouble.
A woman who might assist in the delivery if a doctor's not available.
That's a midwife.
Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes, maybe the same shaped nose as his father, you'd say that the boy...
Looks like his father.
Would you say anything to cover mannerisms or disposition?
I just said he acts like.
Okay. Would you ever say favors or takes after?
I don't think I would.
Okay. And a woman who's had three children and has looked after them until they're grown, you say she's...
Raised.
And if a boy's been misbehaving, a parent might say, well, now if you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good...
Spanking or whipping.
Is there a difference?
I was always spanked. I'm not really sure